Audio Generation, Europe 1.
Hi, I am Liam.
Hello, I am Maya.
Hi, I am Chloe.
And I am Noah. We are here to help you navigate the money ecosystem.
Think about a person who works as a freelancer across different borders in the European Union. One day they might receive a digital payment from a client in Germany, and the next day they might need to use that money to pay for a meal in Poland. This learner needs to understand how money moves and how to keep it safe. Money is not just a piece of paper or a coin. It is a tool that allows us to exchange value. As a learner, you should know that money takes many forms. You have physical cash, which you can hold in your hand, and you have digital money, which lives in your bank account. In the European Union, we use the euro as a major form of legal tender. Legal tender means that the law recognizes this money as a valid way to pay for a debt or a service. When you understand these forms, you can use them more confidently in your daily life. Knowing that digital money is often faster for large payments while cash is useful for small local purchases helps you make the right choice. It is very motivating to realize that you have control over how you store and use your wealth.
That is a great point, Liam. Since we use physical cash often, we must be able to tell if it is real. The European Central Bank has put several security features into our banknotes. You should always use the feel, look, and tilt method. First, feel the paper. It should feel crisp and firm with raised print on the main image. Next, look at the note against the light to see the watermark portrait of Europa. Finally, tilt the note to see the silvery stripe or the emerald number change color. Knowing these details is a vital skill. If you ever suspect that a note is counterfeit, you must not try to spend it. That would be illegal. Instead, you should take it to your local bank or the police immediately. It is also important to be aware that some notes can become obsolete over time. This means they are no longer used as official money. If you have old notes, you should check the official timelines to exchange them for new ones at a central bank. Being alert and having the right attitude toward security keeps your finances healthy and safe.
Now let us imagine our freelancer needs to travel or send money to a family member in a country that does not use the euro. This is where foreign exchange becomes very important. You need to know how to apply exchange rates to convert your money into another currency. For example, if you are converting 100 euros into Polish zloty, you need to multiply your amount by the current rate. However, you must keep in mind that transaction fees and commissions can vary depending on who is changing the money for you. Some providers might offer a good rate, but charge a high fee, while others might do the opposite. I always suggest that a learner uses currency converter tools on their phone to see the real market rate. This helps you understand the impact of exchange rates on your travel or your purchases. Before you commit to a transaction, you should always compare rates from different providers to find the best deal. Being confident in handling different currencies is a massive advantage when you are working or living in a global environment. It ensures you do not lose money to hidden costs.
While we are talking about moving money, we must also look at how we pay for things. There are many different payment methods available today. A debit card is a very common tool because it takes money directly out of your bank account right away. This is great for staying within a budget. On the other hand, a credit card is a form of borrowing. When you use a credit card, you are using the bank's money and you will have to pay it back later. You should be aware that some payment methods are actually a form of credit, and this can affect your future cash flow. Digital wallets are another great option, as they allow you to pay using your smartphone. One of the most important things for a learner to know is their rights in the European Union. You have the right to a basic payment account regardless of your financial situation or where you live in the Union. This basic account allows you to perform essential tasks, like receiving a salary and paying bills. You also have the right to switch your bank account to another provider if you find a better service. Always take the time to learn about the different technologies and the risks associated with each one. Using secure methods and following anti-money laundering rules helps keep the entire financial system stable for everyone.
Everything we have discussed today is designed to make you a more capable and protected learner. Understanding the money ecosystem means you can navigate the world with less stress. You know how to spot fake money. You know how to convert currencies without overpaying. And you know your legal rights to a bank account. These are skills that apply to everyone, whether you are a young person starting your first job or an adult managing a household. One major tip is to always check your receipts and bank statements for any errors. If you see a mistake, do not be afraid to contact your bank or the merchant. You should also be careful with your digital security. Always use strong passwords and keep your banking apps updated. Being proactive about your financial safety is the best way to ensure your money stays yours. It is very empowering to take these steps and see your confidence grow every day.
To wrap things up, let us look at some clear pros and cons. A pro of digital money is that it is easy to track and very fast. A con is that it can be vulnerable to digital fraud if you are not careful. A pro of using foreign exchange apps is that they provide transparency. A con of changing money at an airport is that the fees are usually much higher. By listing these out, you can see exactly which choice fits your needs. We also want to remind you to always keep your financial records organized. Whether they are paper receipts or digital files, having them ready will help you if you ever need to prove a purchase or report a problem. You have the right to be treated fairly by financial institutions, and knowing these rules gives you the strength to stand up for yourself. You are doing a great job by focusing on these concepts. Keep that motivation high as you continue your journey toward financial mastery.
We hope you found this overview useful and uplifting. Understanding money is a lifelong journey, but you have already taken a huge step forward today. Remember that the information we shared is just the highlight of what you can learn. You will find even more detailed examples and formulas by reading the full lesson text. There you can see the specific steps for converting prices and the full list of your consumer rights. Stay curious and always look for ways to apply what you have learned to your own life. When you are informed, you are in the best position to succeed. Thank you for spending this time with us today.
That is all for this session. Take a moment to think about one thing you can do today to improve your financial safety. Maybe it is checking the security features on a banknote or downloading a currency converter tool. Small actions lead to big results over time. Goodbye for now, and stay motivated in your learning.
Goodbye.
Previous lesson. Back to course.